I didn't at first understand what was happening. For someone like me, who was used to being tolerated, it came as a surprise. You see, before, everything I said was passed over. Well, smiled at. But the conversation would continue elsewhere. I was like the final touches of a well-decorated house. It gives pleasure, but you don't notice it.
I see us as a painting. Cornelis, his white lace collar against black, his beard moving as he eats. The herring lying on my plate, its glistening, scored skin split open to reveal the flesh within. The parted lips of my roll. Grapes, plump and opaque in the candlelight. The pewter goblet glowing dully. I see us there, sitting at our dining table, motionless. Our own frozen moment before everything changes. After dinner, he reads to me from the Bible.
All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass.
But I am already hanging on the wall, watching us.
I smile at the hawkers and the quacks. Fresh cabbages, fresh carrots, fresh cinnamon water, fresh aniseed liquor, settle your stomach or your money back. Fresh plump capons, two for the price of one. Hurry while stocks last. A boy plays golf between the women's skirts, swerving and ducking, whacking his stick against the ball. The sun slides behind a cloud. I'm suddenly overcome by repulsion. The wretched dog is not playing a joke. It has worms. Up in the belfry, the bell tolls the hour for me, summoning me to atone for my sins.